Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
One of the great fathers of the Egyptian desert, the Desert Fathers. And one of his disciples said the following. On one occasion, when we were singing the divine service, my mind became confused, and I forgot one verse in the psalm. When we had ended the service, Abba Ammon answered and said unto me, Whilst I was standing during the service, it seemed that I was standing on fire and being consumed, and my mind was unable to make me turn aside either to the left or to the right. As for thee, where was thy mind when we were singing the divine service? For thou didst omit a verse from the psalm. Didst thou not know that thou wast standing in the presence of God, and that thou wast speaking to Him? All of us as Orthodox Christians have as the root, the foundation, the center of our life, the worship of God that we pay in the Holy Temple. It is this which gives us the strength, the grace, and the spiritual power to do all in our life that we are called to do by God. It is here that we receive the sacred and most holy mysteries of the Church. It is here that we participate, whether we are laity, clergy, monastic. It is here that we all, together, participate in the divine service of sacred worship. It is here that we offer up, whether we are singing them from the choir or intoning them silently from the depths of our heart, it is here that we together offer up the prayers and the petitions of the whole people of God. It is here that we sing together the sacred hymns. It is here that we see the beauty of God. It is here that we hear His words and the words of His saints, the words of His apostles. It is here that we receive, though we are deeply unworthy, the body and blood of our Lord and God and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And it is here that we, though we are deeply unworthy, offer before this same God our intercessions and our prayers for the sick, for the suffering, for the dying, for the dead, for all those who seek and who require the mercy of God. For all of us as Orthodox Christians, standing in the Holy Temple at the time of the divine services is the ground and the center of our being, and without it we have no strength, we have no power to be in this world the lights of which Christ charges us. And yet how often do we, standing in the midst of the temple, before the gates of the kingdom of God itself, how often do we find ourselves succumbing through our weakness to the distractions of our day-to-day life? How often is it that we stand there before the royal gates, beholding the throne of God, the holy table, and we find that our mind is consumed with the chores that we neglected to do the day before, or with the tasks of work that may await us in the week ahead? How often do we find ourselves standing in the queue for Holy Confession or to receive Holy Communion, and notice that our minds are filled with the things that have annoyed us about a neighbor, with the fact that this line is longer than we wish it would be? How often do we find ourselves standing, listening to the Holy Gospel being proclaimed, the Word of God Himself speaking into the cosmos, and find we are not listening? Our mind is caught up on the shopping that needs to be done, on a book we recently read. If we are honest with ourselves, whatever our rank, whatever our lot in life, all of us have found ourselves in these situations. And to some degree this is expected, for we are broken, sinful, and weak creatures, and one of the things that we seek to change in our life, one of the dimensions of perfection towards which we are striving, is precisely that ability for the heart to remain undistracted, for it to dwell on God, to dwell in His presence without turning to the right hand or to the left, as we heard in the reading from Abba Amon. And the fact that we are moving towards this undistracted single focus, the fact that it is something we are striving to obtain, itself reminds us that we do not yet possess it. And so it is to be expected that we fall. And we are not to be overly discouraged by those falls, but see them as opportunities to rise up once again, having learned from that failure, and strive with new zeal to attain that which is better. And yet we must not use the expected nature of our struggle as an excuse. We must never let the fact that we struggle, and that that struggle is ongoing, turn our hearts from the reality of what we are truly experiencing. Those liturgies, those divine services at which we are present, are encounters of creation with God Himself. The reason we refer to what are often called the sacraments as mysteries is because they are for us an encounter with the depth, the ineffable depth of the mystery of God Himself. There is something more to what is happening than just the words or the texts or the motions. We are standing in the timeless, eternal presence of the Creator of all. And we must remember this. We must always be conscious of the fact that these services are divine services, that we are standing between heaven and earth. And we must remember this in particular when we are combating those worldly distractions. And it is this that Abba Amon was teaching his disciple, as we heard recounted in the story. The disciple did something which seems, from an outside perspective, trivial, something that all of us have seen, something that all of us who read in church have done, which is to have been distracted for whatever cause, and to have made a mistake in the reading. It is said by this disciple that he left off only one verse from a psalm. Maybe he was distracted. It says he became confused. Who knows? Maybe he lost his place and jumped a verse. We don't know the details. But the end result was but one verse missing from a text. And he skipped it and he moved on. But for Abba Amon, who was standing in the church praying, that skipped text was something entirely different. For the reader, it was a little hiccup. He got confused, he messed up, he moved forward. He kept up with his chores, his reading. For the elder, he had been standing enveloped in the fire of God's presence. When I was standing, he says, it seemed that I was standing on fire and being consumed, and my mind would not turn right nor left. He was standing fully in the presence of his God, communing with his Maker. And so he turns to his disciple and says, "But as for you, where was your mind? You left out a verse of the psalm." And then the real statement, that which gives meaning to his observation. "Did you not know? Were you not aware that you were standing in the presence of God, and that you were speaking not to me, not to your brethren here in the monastery, but that you were speaking to Him?" The implication is clear. Had you been aware, my dear brother, of Him to whom you were speaking, every word would have been precious. Not every word, every syllable, not every syllable, every letter, every sound, sacred. Every thought, precious, your attention divine. For you are standing in God's presence. You have the privilege of speaking directly to the Creator of all things. Did you not know that you were standing in the presence of God? Do we not know, you and me, who also stand in the temple? Do we not know that we are standing in the presence of God? Do we really believe? Are we really aware of the fact that God is present with us? That the words we offer, whether they are from the clerus reading a text, from the loft singing a hymn, or from the floor quietly, silently, in the depths of our heart, offering a simple prayer, the words of the deacon's petitions echoing in our minds, are we not aware that we stand in the presence of God and that we are speaking to Him? Because if we are aware, our whole heart must be devoted with full attention to that task. We must never take for granted who is with us, to whom we are speaking. Our every thought, motion, word, action must be done with the presence of mind of standing before God, speaking with God. This is the profound privilege of the Christian. So let us, my brothers and sisters, hear this question of Abba Ammon. Let us, if need be, recite it to ourselves before we walk into the temple for the next service. Do you know that you are about to stand in the presence of God? Do you know you are about to speak with Him? Let us ask this to ourselves as we enter into the holy space. And then let us take that question with us out of the temple, to our own icon corner, to our cell, to our every encounter. Because indeed all of creation has become the temple of Christ, our own bodies, our own lives, His holy dwelling place. Let us then take from the church, from the temple, into every corner of our life, this question. Do you know that you are standing in the presence of God, that you are speaking to Him? And let that question inspire us with a new attention, a new love, a new zeal, a new peace in our heart that gives it totally and completely to our God.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.